I beg to differ.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that, y'all.
Hello. Welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat. KGZMRadio.com.
A Rick Sewell production.
All right, so listen, y'all. We're talking about thank you, Bryce, for, yeah. Right. Oh, see, now that's better. At least you added some volume to it. Now, when he's complaining, he gives me some volume. I get my whole show to himself. It's, oh, yeah, oh, no. You were not. Now we can.
I was okay before.
All right, so that's, yeah, that's my son, Chef Mike Dub. Hi, Kingdom Productions. Yeah. So, listen, he's having an event, y'all. Hi, Kingdom Spring Break. Two-night event, and that's going to be March 7th. Okay, and that's being hosted by my honey bun, my daughter-in-law, Tamara. She's not in here right now, y'all, but that's going to be March 7th, and it's going to begin March 7th at 9 o'clock p.m., 300 Reunion Boulevard in Dallas, 75207. If you need more information, you can contact Tamara at Tamara Sanders on Facebook. Tamara Sanders on Facebook. Or Chef Mike Dub on Facebook. Okay, now we're getting back into the show. We're talking about playing games or stopping our games that we're playing. Okay, and Ellen, you mentioned before that, you know, that you got to stop playing your games too and go ahead and do what you need to do. Tell me about your games, girl.
So, before the new year started, I told myself that I would do something in the month of January get it going.
Right.
And I did not do that.
Okay.
And it's January
1st. Yes, it is. But you know what? That's a delay. It's unnecessary. It means it's that. But I mean, we're going to stop playing games today, though, right?
Because you still can
do it. We're going to stop playing games today. So this will be learned. When I did my first show.
So the mothers want to know, what is the number to call it?
Oh, thank you, DeMarcus. I apologize. I was going to give that number out. Okay, so to call into the show, give me just a second. Let me get that up for you. So please call in. If you have a question or anything, you want to leave a comment, 563-999-3566, and I will get you on the air. Again, that's 563-999-3566. And if you're just waking up and tuning in or you this afternoon, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And I'm here with my family and my friends. We're talking about playing games or stopping the games that we play and doing what we are supposed to be doing to make sure we are successful this year in 2020.
Hello, Andre Butler.
Hi, Andre. Miss P, say hello. So now listen. So now we're talking about these games. Now, Ellen, one of the things that we learned in the first show that we did this year, which was on January 6th, January 3rd, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
So that's the first thing we learned about this is that when you make a goal, when you have a goal to reach, one of the best ways to do to make sure you reach that goal is to tell somebody. Why now? Why do you think I say that?
So that person can hold you accountable.
Exactly. So a lot of times we have in our minds the goals that we want to reach, but we don't tell anybody because we don't want anybody bugging us about it if we don't do it.
Some people say, like, if you have a goal in mind, or especially if it's like reaching for the group, they think not to tell anyone.
Wow. Well, you know, and I can understand that because they want to make sure that you don't give someone else your idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. So, wait, stop. Huh? Yeah, you can have that drink. Don't do my hair right now. You can do it later, okay? Okay.
Can't have a drink.
Huh? Go ask your mom about the drink.
Hey, guys. What's up?
So, come on, stop now. Bryce, come get your son.
We have distractions going on.
Yeah, 5-year-old distraction. But it's okay. It's okay. Your dad's calling you. All right, so this is the deal. It depends on who we tell. We got to make sure we're telling the right person. It's really important to tell somebody, once again, so they can hold you accountable. Now, I'm not saying that you got to tell everybody. And I'm not saying you got to tell everybody that's in your camp. Okay? Tell the pastor. your young adult pastor or his wife. And these are people who I know won't take your idea and run with it or won't give it away to somebody and will hold it dear as you hold it. But they'll make sure to check up on you and be like, hey, you said you were going to, and how are we doing on that? Right? Someone to hold you accountable, right? So not necessarily your friend, but someone who will hold you accountable, someone who you can trust, who can hold your idea as close to their heart as you do and will keep it under lock and key. I'll tell y'all now, Pastor Griggs knows all of my ideas. He does. Pastor Griggs, yeah. A shout out from Zion Baptist Church, ZBC.
You know all about Jesus.
Yeah. So, I got somebody on the line. Hold on. Okay, phone number 9667. Are you with me?
No, not really. I was supposed to be a ghost.
That's a Marcus. What's up, Superman?
How's everybody?
Doing well. How are you? You're at work?
Dying. Killing me.
Huh?
No, I love my store. I was dying. They're killing me. They're working me too hard. No, I love y'all. Yeah, I'm at work.
So, I'm sure you hear what we're talking about. So, now listen, last week we were talking about the same thing, about moving on with your dream, making sure that you're doing things, not being stagnated. Procrastination. And someone wrote a question. They said, how do I do that with my family? When my family won't allow me to. So she was, and she told me not to mention her name. She's listening from North Carolina.
Okay.
And she just told me to call her sister girl. If I say sister girl, she'll know who I'm talking about. Let me just say this, sister girl, and I understand what you're talking about. I hear that a lot, that especially your age. She's 19 years old. She lives with her parents. And she has a dream. She's got something she really wants to do. However, her parents are in disagreement with her. You know, she wants to be a nurse. Her parents want her to be a doctor. Okay? Not being a doctor is bad, but being a nurse is also not bad. And being a nurse and being a doctor, those are two different callings. And each person knows, they know what their calling is because they know what their passion is. So the nurses, the doctors are the ones who know that they're practicing the doctor, the medicine, everything, and they diagnose you, find out what's wrong. If you have a surgeon, they perform a surgery and whatnot. The nurses are the ones who care for you after you've had whatever procedure that you had to have. And it takes a special person to actually care for someone while they're recovering, and then making sure that their recovery, after they're recovering, that they're still on the right track.
My suggestion to me is, go ahead and be a nurse. And if the Lord tells you, after you be a nurse, the Lord tells you not to be a doctor, you don't have to be a doctor, but be a nurse.
Right, exactly. Now, you heard my mama, sister girl. So, now this is what I would suggest, because she's like, how do I do that? I live with my parents. I have to do what they say. So this is my suggestion. Now, I didn't have to do this because my parents, they were very supportive of, what our passion was. My parents kind of knew before we did, because they had that. We always had that very, very close connection. Not everybody has that close bond with their parents. Some parents are like, hey, no, you're going to do this because I said so. Regardless, I don't care what your passion is, you're going to be a doctor. And with some parents, they're thinking, because I have somebody else write a letter like this, that in their mind, being a doctor is a scapegoat from being a nurse and scapegoat. So in other words, you don't want to work hard enough to be a doctor, so you want to settle for being a nurse. Sister girl, young lady,
wow.
I just want to say this. First of all, respect, of course, you have, and I appreciate you writing it and saying that. You have to do what your parents say. That shows at least that you respect your parents enough to not defy them in their household. So that's a lot of respect, and God's going to bless you just for that. So I'm not sure if you are a Christian or if you attend church. I pray that you do. But let me tell you why I say that, because God can open doors and soften your parents' hearts where you can't. That He's the one who made us. And so I would say, say a prayer and ask God how to approach your parents. And I was going to maybe cook some dinner for them one night. You cook, you're 19. I hope you can cook by now. You cook dinner for them, a nice, whatever dinner they like. You cook it for them and make sure you have your plan written out from beginning to end and the reasons you would like to be a nurse. Also have it written out because, you know, they may be concerned, like, you know, hey, if you're a doctor, you can make this much money. If you're a nurse, you can only go this far. So how about what the payment plan is? I mean, you know, what the salary range is for nurses. Have written out your plan of action to becoming a nurse. Like, you know, what are you going? What school are you going to go to? And what is it going to cost? Are you going to get a scholarship? Are you getting some grants? You know, and let them see that you're not going to come out of their pocket for your nursing degree. And I bet they can appreciate that as well. So you have all that written out. And then approach your parents in an adult manner. Don't go with an attitude. Go in an adult manner. Having a conversation. And you know, let mom and dad know, this is why I say I'd like to be a nurse. You know, I care for people. I like to make sure people are better after they've come out of surgery and things like that, because it takes some expression to do that. And then, like my mom said, then you go to nursing school and you become a nurse. And if the Lord don't lead you to become a doctor, don't be a doctor, because then you don't want to be operating on somebody who you don't really want to do. You know, I don't want you to perform surgery on me if you don't want to be a doctor. Okay? Just pass the scalpel on to somebody else. Call somebody else to do that surgery for you. All right, but that's my suggestion, and I hope I was able to help you. Now let me ask you this. Ellen, what would you say to this young lady?
Pray about it so she can be for sure of what her fault is. And then he is certain that her calling is gender.
Go for it.
And hopefully, with prayer, God will. Like you said, talking to her people.
Right.
Yes, she
needs
to God. We all have
to
do
the same,
so hopefully that will work out.
That's right. That's right, exactly. DeMarcus, what do you say? Because I know you're in her school right now. What do you say?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I definitely would have to agree with everybody. One thing that I want to bring attention to is that being a nurse is not a cop-out. A lot of times that people think that there is a certain level of higher degree being a doctor. Nurses are the ones that are with the patient 24/7. So you have to understand this, that sometimes, and I would say this because I was a witness and I lived through this, sometimes our parents try to correct mistakes or live through us because of things they didn't do. And sometimes, a lot of times, that's where that stems from. And so pray for your parents as well as you're going through the process. Like Ms. Sarita said, make sure you have your plan out. The Bible teaches us to write the vision to make it plain. It wasn't just so that we will be able to hold ourselves accountable, so that you can show others that you're serious and that you know the direction that God has called you to. And you have, you know, if you're really called to be a nurse, no matter what, nobody thinks, I know you want to respect your parents, but when you go to college, you have to be able to get up every day knowing that you love what you do. And if you're not loving what you do being a doctor, then don't do it, because you regret every day. And you don't want to get up every day regretting to go to work and people depend on your service. And so I definitely would say pray about it, get your plan together, get your financial goals set. Know what you're going to do after you graduate. Have a, you know, I would say develop a 5-year plan so that you can hold yourself accountable, because you don't have the support of your family right now. Sometimes you have to go and encourage yourself, walk your own walk, and then let other people see the success that you're going to make. So that's literally what I would say.
Thank you very much, brothers. I appreciate that. Yeah, listen, now,
we know that a lot of times, when it comes to your dreams and your visions, we know a lot of times the parents and the children see things eye to eye. But it's very important, and this for all the young people out there, if you've graduated from high school, especially the young adults in that age group. Now listen, first of all, it's number one to understand this. If you are living with your parents, the one thing that all parents want to see most of all is to see their children succeed. So at least
right.
make some progress. You know, go to school, get a job. If you're not in school and you don't have a job, then you're leaving the pathway open for all kinds of criticism and things like that. Now, if you at least get a job, maybe you don't have a great paying job, but at least you're working. A lot of times that's what the parents want to see. We want to see that our children are going to make some progress. Not always, Mom, can I have this? And you have $5. Mom, you got $10. Mom, you have $15. My money is $20. Mom, can I have some gas money? That makes a huge, huge, huge difference, especially after you graduate from high school, because we want to see that our children are going to be able to make it independently on their own. Let's go back to as far as what we're talking about playing games. Any kind of excuse that you have that why you're not doing fulfilling your calling, no excuse is good enough. And we know there are lots of really, really, really good reasons. But there's always a way that you can at least start working on what you're supposed to be doing. You know, let's say if you want to be a passenger guide and if you have a clothing line in mind, you know, maybe you can't sew. But you have an idea. Get with somebody who can sew, someone you trust. Draw it out. Get with a fashion designer. Get yourself copyrighted. Get your designs copyrighted first. How do you do that? You draw it on a piece of paper. You send it into the Library of Congress. And it's copyrighted as your design, so nobody take it from you. Real simple. Get your design patented. And then you take it to someone who can sew it, who can make a sample of it for you. And boom, there you have it. At least get started. There's no reason to not at least get started. Take the first step. After you take the first step, I guarantee you, you'll want to take the second step. It'll motivate you to say, man, this is pretty good. Let me do another. I'll say this, Ellen, this brings up what you said about when someone said, don't tell anybody. And that's true, you're not going to tell them anybody. And I made that mistake. I went to this event with my son, Brian, and with DeMarcus, who's on the phone. This is what the problem is going on. Okay. And I made that mistake. And we were at an event. There was a lot of entrepreneurs, right? And everybody was giving their ideas and everything like that. And one guy said that, oh, I'm a fashion designer. I'm not including you today. And I was like, oh, my God. I was so excited about the designs that I had. And I just couldn't expect everything. He had a charity show coming up in the next month. And I'm cool. I don't sell my ideas on his model. He was like, man, that was good. That was real good. And I was so excited. And I'm like, oh, man. Gave all my designs away. I was too excited, but that's all right. So just remember that, yeah, don't give all your ideas away, but definitely tell someone who you trust so that someone can hold you accountable for getting on the good foot, for making sure you're not just sitting on those ideas, making sure that you're not being stagnated, making sure you don't have any more excuses of why you can't at least get started on it. Alicia, I plan to see some. What do they get to see some of your hair? Let me see. So in 2 weeks, what are we going to do, y'all? Where's the hair? All right, that's in 2 weeks. Okay, let me ask everybody this. You go around the room. Brian, in 2 weeks, what do you want to be in 2 weeks?
With another artist?
Yes.
All right, so in 2 weeks, what are we going to do, y'all?
I have 9 people.
Let me do a banana. That's right. Jose, what are you doing this week? Huh? I'm making banana, Jose. He's a best man. That's awesome. And he must have got a golden thing with me.
Go ahead.
Right. Okay. So you're going to get on that, right?
Come on.
So we're going to ask them about the culinary license in 2 weeks, right, guys?
Yeah.
Like that. All right, DJ. Mm-hmm. DJ, what do you plan on in 2 weeks? What do you plan on having accomplished in 2 weeks? Okay, DJ. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get established on YouTube. So, yep, yep. We're going to pick up on that, right, guys?
Woo-hoo!
Miss P, the queen, Miss Timberton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we got here. She said she's going to call. She's at the president. Yes, that's what she's talking about. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about the census here, y'all. You know, this year is the year of the decennial census, 2020. There's a year of the decennial census. Every 10 years. Y'all know about that? Okay. Every 10 years, mandated by Congress, you count everyone who is living in the United States. That's how the money is distributed among the communities. Every year, there's $675 billion of federal funding that is handed down to different communities. Billions. Yes, $675 billion each year. And it's according to the decennial numbers, meaning the numbers that we turn in every 10 years. The money does not follow the need, it follows the population. So if the population is not being counted in this area and them over here, Mr. Davis, counted, where's the money going? Okay. So, whichever them is counted, whichever them will fill out the census survey. People, mm-hmm. Not the most money, the most people, the ones who are counted. So, and I'll give an example. That is the reason you can have two schools in the same school district. One school, the children have iPads, and the other school, the students have to see the textbook.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money went to the people. The money went to the area where the people who filled out the census survey. Right. Now, and a lot of people in our culture, and I'm going to go ahead and say this, a lot of people in African-American culture, they will not do the census because they feel like, I don't want the government to know where I am. You know, I don't want them knowing where I am. I don't want them coming, starting trouble for me. The thing is, let me tell you this, they already know where you are. If you have a cell phone, they know exactly where you know you're where you are right now. And I know what we have the fear factor that, you know, okay, let me go ahead and put it out there. on my lease, I said I have 3 people living here. I actually might have 7 people living here. I don't want the landlady to find out and kick me out. We don't share this information with the landlady, with the landlord. The only people who get that information is the Census Bureau, the ones who are just counting the people. But, like I said before, if there's not enough people in your community, that's why that community doesn't have enough money. That's why you can go to two areas in the same city, and one area in the city, it looks like it's flourishing, it looks super rich. And another area in the same city, you know, you can't find a grocery store.
What's the best place you like, BJ?
Razoo's.
Razoo's, yeah, the Razoo's out here. With no clip, we can't hardly get no. We don't have any nice restaurants. We don't have that, so it would be the same. So we ask everybody to participate so we can do these things. It's good to have mom and pop, but you get more money by having restaurants that everybody can go to. Upscale.
That's right. That's right. So, and the only way we can do that is if everybody counts. We know also the vote is in 2020. If you're not registered to vote, get registered to vote. There's no, if you're 18 and older, there's no reason for you not to be registered to vote, and there's no reason to not vote. There's no excuse for that. So listen, we want you to stop playing games. If you don't know how to get registered to vote, you can hit me up in my Facebook, you know, inbox me, and I'll tell you exactly what to do. If you don't know about the Census Bureau, hit me up in my inbox and I'll tell you exactly how you can get your survey, okay? It's going to come to you. You don't even have to go to it. It's going to come to you. You can do it over the phone. You can do it online. You can do it by mail, or, you know, somebody can come by your house. Available in 59 different languages. There's no excuse, okay? We got to make sure we're counted so we can get the funding that we need for college.
Yes.
For school lunch programs. For grants, so we can open up a business, so we can get some funding, so I can get some funding in my area and open my business in my area instead of having to go to another area and get money over there and open my business over there. I want to be able to open my business in my area. Also, representation. So the population, the area with the most population gets more representation in the state Senate, also in Congress and the U.S. Senate. So if there's not a lot of people over there, they're going to be like, well, y'all don't need any more representation over there. Y'all ain't got nobody over there because we didn't count. Our population is huge, but it doesn't show up on paper. All right, so we got to get counted. We got to stop playing games, stop coming up with excuses, stop listening to Cousin Bo and all them, stop listening to Cousin Bubba and all of them, and get counted. Don't let anybody, y'all, we got to be stop being scared of the boogeyman. Stop being afraid of the boogeyman, okay? The boogeyman, they coming to get you. They don't want you. Okay, they really don't. They don't care anything about you. In fact, they would rather that you not be counted. They would rather that you not vote so they can keep doing the exact same, doing the same thing that they're doing. So it's time for us to stop being scared of the boogeyman and start opening up our businesses, start starting our own businesses, you know. And then let me say this while I'm on it. Since I'm on the road. Listen, I do not want another African-American, anybody, coming to me telling me that we all got to support our own black businesses. I have no argument with that. I don't have anything against supporting black businesses. But if I'm going to support black businesses, okay, black business owners, y'all got to be right. You got to act right. If I order some stuff from you and I pay for it, give me my merchandise.
On time. Thank you.
On time. Or at all. I'm not going to mention your name, and I know you know who you are. I ordered some merchandise from an African-American business owner, hats and T-shirts and hoodies, through almost 3 years ago. Paid for them. Paid $500-something. Still don't have those hats. And then I was talking to another friend of mine. Someone came to him with a, because he has his own business as well. I'm not going to mention the name, but someone came to him to do some marketing work for him and wanted to charge $10,000 a month. Not $10,000, but $10,000 per month. Like, if
look, guys, y'all stop playing. Stop playing. You're playing games. Why would you charge somebody $10,000 a month to do some marketing when you know good and doggone well most of your marketing is going to be done online anyway, Facebook, Twitter, and all that kind of stuff. So this is what I'm saying. No, we got to stop playing games and start acting right, okay? We have to make sure that, first of all, our business is legitimate. So go get your DBA, your doing business ass. Go downtown. It's like $26. And all you, it's doing business ass. You give them your name. You get the name of your business. Write down your name and your information, okay? And then get your tax number. That's free. Get your tax number. That's free. Legitimize your business. And then if you want to know what else you need to do to make sure your business is successful, let me let you in on a there is a young lady who has an entrepreneur program that she does once a month on Saturdays. And it's A through Z. She tells you a binder that you have to that you need to have or you should have and what you should have in it. And the class is free. But she gives you all the ins and outs as far as what you need financially, how to hire people, how to hire interns, who not to trust, exactly what to do. So, you know, we just got to look into things like that. If you want to know more about that, hit me on my inbox, and I'll give you that. I'm not going to just put it out there because I don't want to give information if y'all ain't going to go. I'll know you're serious if you inbox me. Or you can email me at Rita Suzanne Wills, RitaSusanneWill at gmail.com. Or go to my website, RitaSuzanneWill.com. All right, so, y'all, thank y'all for listening. For those of you who are listening online, those of you who are on Facebook, on Live, thank you so much. And listen, we'll be back here again next week, next Saturday, the 8th at 3:30 p.m., same time, same place, Rita's Crimson Cafe. And thank you. Listen, if you called in and I did not get to you, I apologize. Charge it to my head and not my heart. And if you want to ask a question, I will answer it. You can inbox me like the other young lady did. Sister girl, I hope we were able to help you out there in North Carolina. Do your thing. Go be a nurse. Go be a nurse.
Yes,
that's right. We need some nurses, some good nurses out there.
Yes.
That's right. So I'll see y'all again next week right here on KGCM Radio Day.